one, I would encourage us in terms of getting full feedback on that to understand whether or not that's the voice of all, or even what proportion or percentage that would be, right? But given that, it is certainly a voice and a loud one to have metal detectors, and I think all schools throughout our state and the country are considering things like that. Our board is trying to ensure that students and staff members are as safe and secure as they possibly can be, while also providing a welcoming learning environment for our students. And so that balance is not an easy one to acquire. Metal detectors can be problematic in terms of, in order to have a metal detector in place, we have to have staff monitoring that. And we have not only have to have staff in place monitoring that, our preference would be a school resource officer doing that. We are at 2 school resource officers right now. We are looking to increase that number based upon budgetary constraints and working with the city and county to do that. There would be suggestions to have volunteers and others maybe step in and do that, but then I wonder how a volunteer handles the situation where they find something that they aren't maybe as prepared to find. I guess I would couch it as succinctly as possible in the personnel side of that. It is certainly intrusive to use metal detectors in the first place, but there's also a personnel piece of manning metal detectors in an efficient and effective manner to get students into the school building and ready for school that can be a challenging. And I state that understanding that regardless of being a challenge, if it's the best answer for us, we go down that path. We have not landed yet on the fact that that's the best answer for us, that there are other opportunities for us to be better, and those are the that's the pathway that we're taking.